It's December, and you might start thinking of the winter holidays and revisiting Christmas traditions. The classic Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Carol, is a holiday tradition for a lot of people. And in Menominee Falls, a musical play based on the story has become a tradition itself, going back to 1995, performed by the Falls Patio Players. But with the loss of one of the Patio Players' longest-serving members this year, will be a little different. Melissa Blockmeyer is the artistic director for the Falls Patio Players. Melissa, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And D. Eric Woolweber is playing the character Scrooge in The Christmas Carol at the Falls Patio Players. Eric, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Eric, something that caught my eye, I gather you started off playing Tiny Tim, the kid, in 1995. Now you're playing Scrooge. What is it like to evolve from one role into the other over time?
It's been unique, definitely a unique process for sure. 27 years to go full circle, as we say. It's definitely been an honor with some really fun challenges, but it's great to see the show from all of the angles at this point.
And Melissa, this year, I understand, is different for the Patio Players. You're putting on the show without Roger Bocek, who is the artistic director, designer for Patio Players, really key to your unique production of A Christmas Carol. Can you talk about Roger a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Roger was really a mainstay for Patio Players. You say Roger and Patio Players, and the two are really synonymous. Roger had an incredible artistic vision, and his designs were really beautiful. So he designed the set and the costumes for this original production that was written by Jack Strawbridge and Carol Closey, who were longtime Patio members. And so they wrote the adaptation, all original music, and then Roger did the sets and, the sets and costumes. And really through his artistic vision, he really looked at all of the elements of the production, trying to create a cohesive vision for the stage so that the audiences really feel immersed in that time and place and can really become part of the beautiful story of redemption that we're telling.
Eric, people may have read the original Charles Dickens story or seen a different theatrical production, or there are lots of movie versions, but you have really made this your own with this company. Can you talk about what is unique about your version of Christmas Carol?
Not only the original music, but the way that so much of our community has come to see the show, and then also how much this community has gotten involved in the show. We have a unique amount of people who have returned to the show year in and year out. This year alone, there are many of the original cast members in the show. They were kids with me when we first did the show for the first few years. I think there's about 6 to 7 of us. So we have this music and this story in our bones and in our blood, and that translates, and we can bring a unique vision and a unique perspective to the Charles Dickens classic through the music, and then also through our own personal histories. Great community theater, I think, starts with the community. And when you have a strong community that is the backbone of your production, that really comes through in the storytelling and transcends the footlights and reaches into the hearts of the people who come see the show.
Melissa, can you talk about how that tradition has evolved over the years and that community connection Eric was talking about?
Yeah, you know, it's really been a fun evolution. My first time with this particular version was about 15 years ago. And so, you know, I started as the choreographer for it, and now I'm doing both choreography and artistic direction. And to watch the little nuances that we've changed, along with our director this year, Karen McKinney, we have made some changes to the script along the way to maybe explain things a little bit better so the audience maybe understands a little bit more of the background of the story. But with that, you know, it gives us an opportunity to make little changes every year. So there might be a change in choreography. There might be new foreshadowing that we add. You know, so for audiences who come to see us year in and year out, it's always a different show. Not only do we have different people playing all of the parts, but we also have just, you know, little nuances that the audiences might try to look for, and new ways to kind of tell the story.
We're talking to Melissa Blockmeyer, Artistic Director for the Falls Patio Players, and D. Eric Woolweber, who's playing Ebenezer Scrooge in their production of A Christmas Carol, a musical play version of it, long-running tradition in Menominee Falls. Eric, you're playing Ebenezer Scrooge, a familiar character. People have seen different versions of him. In some ways, it seems like it'd be a challenge for an actor. How do you take this, again, household name kind of character and make him your own?
It's been a challenge, as I said, but something that I'm definitely honored that I was given the opportunity to do. There is a ton of research that you can do. And like you said, the movies, and I have my personal favorites. But what's so great is the amount of care that Jack and Carol and then the people who have abridged the script over the years and modified it, the amount of care they put in, it rings true to the Dickens classic. If you've ever read the story, you're going to hear the same words. And that's what's so unique about it. But to put it in my own perspective, you know, I am a younger man playing this iconic character, but we definitely do age me up quite a bit. There's a lot to be said for the physicality, but also my own personal experiences, where I'm at in my life, having grown up on that stage, knowing the story, I can hit different points and different things that I know perhaps do connect to this audience. I'm very much so looking forward to our first performance tonight to see how all of those nuances and choices ring. I know I do trust our artistic director and our director in leading me this far, but it definitely has been a challenge, as I said, but one that is definitely worthwhile, and I can't wait to share it with the community.
Well, I can't leave this hanging there, Eric. What is your what are a couple of your favorite movie renditions of Ebenezer Scrooge?
There is one, it's actually a version that we did before we did this. It's called Scrooge. Albert Finney played Scrooge. He was about my age when he played Scrooge as well, so it can be done. Even harder to do on film, I think. So that's a favorite. And then I know it sounds silly, but of course I do love the Muppet Christmas Carol. The amount of characterization that you can get, but still honesty in the relationships, I think, is really transcendent and applies well to the stage from that version.
And Melissa, it sounds like you've got great support from the community in Menominee Falls. We're airing statewide and beyond, of course. Can you give encouragement for people to seek out community theater groups in their own community and get involved?
Absolutely. You know, I always think that community theater is really one of the best and unique opportunities, especially for kids, to work on a project where they are equal to the adults. You know, a lot of kids go through their time having sort of a student teacher or player coach relationship. But in a community theater, kids are really given a chance to be equals with the adults. And I think that that helps to bring people up like Eric, like myself, who really, we are confident, we are good members to our community, we enjoy working with lots of different people. And, you know, community theater is not just about being on stage, but there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes, whether it's, you know, people building the sets or painting or creating costumes like Roger or, you know, making props or doing lights. I mean, there's just the amount of creativity is really endless, and it's a great group of people to just be involved with, and it's a positive thing for your community. So really any community theater you can be involved with is really spectacular.
And Eric, what was it about playing Tiny Tim as a kid, for example, that led you to catch the theater bug to where you're still doing it this weekend?
It literally was the first production that I was involved in. I was very fortunate that my whole family got into the show. We were joked around that we were the Von Woolwebbers, heralding the Sound of Music Von Trapps, but very fortunate. So had the support of my family. And as Melissa touched on, getting treated and learning to work with adults from a really young age was something that was really special. And as I mentioned before, the amount of community support really rang true to me. I was lucky that I was able to follow performing. I began performing professionally at the age of 12 and then went to college for it. And actually, I'm still, I was just seen on the stage at the Milwaukee Rep in Murder on the Orient Express. So I truly did get bit by the bug, but I can remember standing, singing Tiny Tim's song and Jack Strawbridge, the original director, singing, standing at the back of our lobby space saying, I can't hear you, so sing a little louder. So had a really great kind of trial by fire and had phenomenal mentors and relationships that really made this a pivotal part of my life.
And Melissa, I'll let you wrap up with a plug. The show's running this weekend. How can people get tickets and see it?
It is, absolutely. So, well, the exciting thing is that we had three performances already today for about 2,200 students and seniors. But as Eric said, kind of our public performances begin tonight. So we have one show tonight at 7 o'clock, two shows tomorrow at 3 and at 7, and two shows on Sunday at 1 and at 4. So you can get tickets on our website. I believe it's fallspatioplayers.com. Or you can come to the theater as well. We perform at the North Middle School Auditorium. We are not necessarily, you know, just middle school kids that are performing, but it's a beautiful theater and a beautiful space. It's located in the heart of Menominee Falls, just off of Appleton and Main Street.
Well, that sounds like a great project. Thanks for sharing it with us today. Melissa, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
And Eric, break a leg.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Melissa Blockmeyer, Artistic Director for the Falls Patio Players, and D. Eric Woolweber, an actor in the Patio Players rendition of A Christmas Carol. Falls Patio Players will be performing the musical play, their own version of A Christmas Carol, tonight through Sunday, as we heard, in Menominee Falls. Hey, if you are involved in community theater anywhere in the state or beyond, or have fond memories, love to hear about them. Send us an email, ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.